Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This newsletter is part of an educational series that I'm putting together. This one is on a concept that both Steve and I have been using for quite a few years here now. It's called symmetry. It's a very powerful concept, and it's very simple. Simplicity is best, as they say. It's something that we discuss in a lot of our newsletters. We use it all the time. And so I'm making this for those of you who may be new here to Breakpoint Trades, or you know, you just want a little education. You want to understand this concept better. Very powerful concept. The symmetry, what we call symmetry, the neat thing about it is that it's a pretty much a universal function. What I mean by that is it can be used across any time frame, you know, whether it's a monthly, weekly, daily, intraday chart, and in any instrument, whether you're trading a stock or futures instrument or currencies, it doesn't matter. There's no curve fit to any certain time frame or instrument, and that's what's really neat about this. Again, the concept is really simple. You notice that you're in an uptrend or a downtrend, whatever the prevailing trend you're in. Okay, and it's usually pretty easily. If you're in an uptrend, you can see where that uptrend began. So you note the pullbacks within that trend, and whenever you have a pullback that breaks the previous pullbacks, that tells you a lot of useful information. So for example, if you're in an uptrend and the largest pullbacks in that uptrend in this particular stock have been around $2, and all of a sudden now you have a pullback that's $3. That's a break in symmetry. You know with very high certainty that the next rally will form a lower high. It doesn't mean it's 100%, but it's very high odds, and that's very useful information. So below, we're going to take a look at a variety of samples, anywhere from a few weekly charts to daily, intraday. We're going to look at index charts. We'll also look at some individual stocks, okay, just to show you a broad range of examples. So let's get started below and let's get to the examples. So the first couple images below, I'm going to start with a weekly chart of the S&P 500. These are nice, clean examples. So that's what the first chart here is. It's a weekly view of the S&P going back to early 2009 at the time of the bear market bottom into mid-2012. Also, these chart examples have a lot of detail, a lot of written text. So you may even want to pause the audio here and just read these. Okay, you may need to do that a few times, pause and listen to understand. So let's take a look at this symmetry in action. Oh, by the way, you can see at the upper left of the chart, I have some shaded boxes labeled 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm doing that because the text boxes you see in the chart represent these various colors. And so when I'm discussing these items, it's kind of a way so you don't get lost. Honestly, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to do a detailed video on the symmetry. Why? Videos have their place because I can actually use my mouse, point to things. You can see more easily what I'm looking at. But I'm also doing just a general audio view over here. So let's go ahead and start there. So first off, you can see the market S&P 500 bottomed in March 2009. We all know that, anyone who's been following the market here for years. That was the bear market bottom from the Great Bear. Now, on another one of my educational series, I discuss reversion to mean low risk setups. You actually have a really low risk setup right there in March, taking back 50% of that candle. One could have placed a buy stop at 50% of that down candle because it was too far stretched below the 9 EMA. So that was a very low risk area to take a long in the market, clearly. But that's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing symmetry. So you can see price bottomed in early March with the bear market bottom ending. Market had a strong rally up. See that? Strong rally up into around June, then in a nice little healthy pullback. Okay. The moving averages were pointing up at that time, the 9 and 20s. Now, nice little pullback there. So what you do in symmetry is, okay, you know that there's an uptrend, which we clearly had there, and you see the depth of that pullback. All right. Now you could see the market rallied again. Then you had another nice, healthy pullback in early 2010. Notice how that pullback was almost equal to the one there in mid-2009. That's what you call meeting symmetry. The trend wasn't broken. So that was also a good, useful guide just to see how far that pullback might go. And you can see it was almost exact. Then the market rallied again. Now the market, you could see, had a nice top around May 2010. It also had some negative divergence in place via the MACD. So everything was set up in place for a nice healthy pullback. But you could see the pullback using the symmetry concept. Notice that the pullback exceeded those previous two pullbacks. You see that? And again, you can see it via the blue dotted line there. See how it's much deeper? Once you had a deeper pullback than the previous two, that told you with high certainty that the next rally would form a lower high. And you can see it did right there where it says lower high in my red arrow. Again, this is also discussed in these text boxes in the blue and cyan boxes. Okay, you see, form a nice lower high. So I tell you with high odds. Why is that important information? Well, let's say you still had a bunch of longs that you needed to unload and you wanted to unload them at a better price on the next bounce. You had a nice opportunity there, or one could have shorted the next bounce. Okay, now it didn't go down too far again. You can see it made another low around the 10-10 area. Now notice the cyan dotted lines. Those represent the bounces. Notice that bounce from the 10-10.9 area exceeded the last one. That was a break in symmetry to the upside. That told you the odds of the next pullback forming a higher low were very good. That told you the bottom was likely in place. And lo and behold, it was. You could see the pullback there from the 11.29 high to 10.39.7 low. That formed a higher low as the symmetry projected. So again, why was that useful information? Because it told you to look to buy that pullback. And I don't recall exactly, but I think that pullback was right around 61.8% retracement of the move up. So it was a logical area anyway. You can see then it had a nice rally up into 2011. See that pullback in black? You see how it basically equaled the first one there in 2010? So it met symmetry. Price rallied again. Notice you had a negative divergence on some indicators like the MACD and RSI. So it told you, you know, be on the lookout for a high. The market pulled back, but you see that pullback there. See my comments in black from the 1370.58 high right around the May 2011 timeframe. That pullback exceeded the previous two. That broke symmetry again. That said, hey, the odds that the next rally will form a lower high is very good. And that's what happened. The market formed a lower high there around July 2011 timeframe. You see that where my red arrow is? Again, why was that important? Because if for folks who were still holding a bunch of long positions, you knew that you had a good opportunity to unload those long positions on the next rally or to get short, or either or both. You can see then the market had a huge sell-off into, you know, the August time frame. Well, then you can see the two rallies that occurred. You see the first green one there from 1101.54 to 1230.71. Well, then you pull back, made a new low. Then that next rally made a broke symmetry. So you knew the odds of the next one forming a lower high were very good. And that's what happened. So that gave you a nice buying opportunity. So very good examples across the board here of using symmetry on this weekly chart. Next, chart number three below, here's just figured it might as well go all the way to the current time frame. So here's the S&P 500 from that 2011 time frame we just discussed, all the way to, well, the present time where I'm recording this in January 2017. So we just discussed that 2011 low there. You see that? Well, then notice the rally up, the higher low, then the two pullbacks in black, the black dotted lines there. Notice how they were very almost equal to each other. That's what you call meeting symmetry. Had those pullbacks been deeper, then you'd have known that the lower high was formed, but it wasn't. Then the market had a heck of a rally into 2013, 2014. Late 2014, the pullback was pretty deep, but notice how it was almost exactly equal to the previous three. So the trend wasn't broken. But then the next pullback in 2015, you see that from the summer time frame into the fall? That pullback, you can see the dotted line there. Notice how it was stronger than that. That told you, hey, that trend is broken. So expect the next rally to form a lower high. And boy, that's exactly what happened. Market rallied up pretty nicely. Didn't get too far away from the highs. You can see where the red arrow is. It's covering price, but that's around 21.11. That was a hell of an area to get short or unload a bunch of long positions that you were stuck in on the first decline, because then you could see the market sold off all the way to 18.12 into January 2016, made a new low. So you see how this is very powerful, guys. Also, you can see you broke symmetry on the next bounce in 2016. I told you to look for a higher low, which we got. So great examples here of symmetry. I have some other technical things noted on the chart, like divergences, the MACD, and reverse hidden divergence, but that's not what this video is about. You can see the symmetry. So great examples on a weekly chart. Now let's move to a couple daily or a couple other charts. Chart 4, here's another S&P 500 chart. This is a 2-hour chart. And this is back at the Bree exit low in June 2016 into the later fall time frame. So I'm showing you here that, you know, it could be used on an intraday time frame. So first off, you can see the Bree exit low there in June. By the way, that set up a perfect reversion to mean long setup off that doji. See it? Now, but then you can see price rallied up nicely to the 2108.7 area in early July. Then that pullback was 34.7 points. See that? So you get your pullback. You see it's obviously in an uptrend. You note that. Price rallied up, pullback 30.75. So it didn't break that previous pullback. So you knew, okay, trend's still intact, no break in symmetry. Then price rallied up to 2193.80. Pullback around 36.75. You see that there in early September? But no break in symmetry, right? Or actually, it did break symmetry. I'm sorry. That was bigger than the 34.7 pullback in July. So you see what happened? Price rallied up. Almost went back to the highs, but made a lower high. You see that? It says lower high after first symmetry break. Gave you a hell of an opportunity to get out of your longs or take some shorts, because then the market sold off again into the 2119 area in September. That pullback was 75 points. So that was another break in symmetry. See that? Then rallied, formed a lower high in the pink magenta. See that? The 2179.99 area. And that gave another great shorting opportunity. So you can see symmetry working on this time frame. Again, I have plenty of other educational items on this chart. Take a look at the textbook bearish triangle that's set up there in September and October, A, B, C, D, E. True triangle patterns are always five waves like this. This was a bearish labeling with the wave E at the top. Then you formed a bear flag after that, and then price sold off again. Again, that's not what this video is about, but it's showing you, again, an education and some of those other technical indicators. But in a nice example otherwise of symmetry, telling you when the trend was over and when to expect lower highs. Next, chart number 5. Here's a daily chart of an ETF, GDX. Now this chart, I apologize, there's a lot of text on it. Take a look at all the text here. But I do this because the chart is describing everything that's happening, even if you weren't able to listen to the audio. So you might want to pause the audio, actually read all this. But Also, you can see that near the text boxes, I have numbers by it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way to 8. I'm going to use these to reference some of these things. So let's take a look at this chart in depth. GDX. So GDX bottomed in January 2016. We were quite bullish on the gold stocks at that time. You can see GDX then had a big rally. Well, you can see it bottom there in number one. GDX then had a big rally into February and in March in number two. See that? The moving average configuration turned bullish. Notice how the moving averages expanded to the upside. So it was clear you were in an uptrend. So that's all you got to do. You got to note what your trend is. It's clear you're in an uptrend there. Then after you have your initial move in an uptrend, you always get a pullback. So you got your pullback there into March, late March. Notice that pullback was 2.4 points. You can see that. You could also see that in text box number three. Okay. Also, your moving averages are 9 and 20 MAs squeezed. That's usually a bullish sign if you're in an uptrend. Then you rallied again into May. Then now that next pullback in May, you can see my comments on text box four, was 2.9 pullbacks. That was larger than the pullback into March of 2.4 points. That broke symmetry. So you see what happened? You broke symmetry. You formed a lower high on the bounce into mid-May. You see that? Again, that was a very useful guide to take some shorts or exit some of your long positions in gold stocks or GDX, because see, you got a next sell-off. Now the next sell-off into label number five was into the 50-day moving average. Again, you're in an uptrend. You hadn't tested the 50-day moving average for a long time. So it held as support. That's a pretty common thing that you see. That pullback was 4.2 points from the high. Okay. So that set your next symmetry to monitor. Okay. That was your next biggest pullback, the 4.2 points. Then you can see market rallied again. And you can see it rallied into August. Now, it was pretty obvious that a top was showing up in GDX. In fact, we put this on the website. You had a perfect textbook rising wedge. You see it there. And remember, wedge patterns are five waves, A, B, C, D, E. You could see the labeling in purple. And you had negative divergence on the RSI indicators, the MACD, stochastic. Everything was set up for a top there. Okay. Then you could see the market sold off. Now, the next sell-off into late August, 6 points and 60 cents. You see it there? Where I have it labeled in text box number seven. That was bigger than that $4.26 pullback back in June. So that told you, hey, that symmetry's broken. High's in place. Look for a lower high to form. And you can see the next rally formed a lower high. You see that? Into the 2862 bounce. All right. So if you didn't sell out of your long positions on that rising wedge, that break in symmetry told you, hey, the trend is over. You know, you probably should have sold your positions earlier, but you got an opportunity on the next bounce. And you can see that's what happened. It formed a lower high just below the 50-day moving average in red up there. Now, that bounce was 3.5 points. You see that in green, the light green? Then GDX formed a bear pennant, broke down, formed a bull flag on that bull, a bear flag on that bear flag into October. That rally was $3.40. Notice how it was very similar to the previous bounce of $3.50 in September. So it met symmetry. That meant your trend hasn't changed. Your trend is down. You sold off again. Now you made a divergent low in December. Then you rallied up. You can see my comments in number eight on the right-hand side. You rallied up into January from December. Now the rally from the lows, 5 points. You see that? So this is showing you a real-time symmetry break. This bounce of 5 points is obviously way bigger than the previous two rallies of $3.40 and $3.50. So that tells you on the next major pullback, look for a buying opportunity. So you see how that's useful? Even though you don't know where, how far it'll pull back, you at least know with high certainty that the next pullback is going to form a higher low. So that means you could scale in, you could buy with a much higher degree of confidence in the next pullback. So very useful very great example of symmetry here on a daily chart, showing you from an uptrend and then all the way in a downtrend and now reversing the downtrend. So you have basically nice three trends here. Next, chart number six. Here's a daily chart of a stock, JMEI. This is a long idea of ours back in March and April. Now, this image is actually from another educational newsletter on moving average configuration. So a lot of the comments here, most of the comments are actually about the trend and moving averages. Again, you can see what happened, which I will go on over in the other newsletter in more detail. But you can see what happened here. The stock based out in February into March. That allowed the moving averages to pinch together and then have a big trend to the upside. But without going into all that, you could see the pullback in April was $2.65. Then the pullback in May was $2.50. And then finally, after the divergent high in May, you could see that pullback was $7.40. That was clearly broke the previous two major pullbacks. That broke symmetry. That told you JMEI would likely form a lower high in the next rally. And that's what it did, formed a lower high a few weeks later in later June for an easy shorting opportunity. So you see, very useful. Next. Item number seven. So this is just some text image here. So the images below are going to be on very short-term intraday charts. So above, I already showed you examples on weekly charts, daily charts, two-hour chart, individual stocks, indexes. So now let's show you some very short time frames just to show you that this works universally. So chart number eight, here's a 5-minute view of the S&P 500. Again, don't, you know, if you're not a day trader and you don't look at these small time frames, that's not what this is about. I'm just showing you that this concept works on any time frame. So here's a 5-minute chart of the S&P. You can see the sell-off that started to occur on here on October 11th. The first rally intraday was $6.80. You see it there on the back of the bear flag. Then you sold off on a little falling wedge with divergence. Then the rally from there was 10 points. You see that? Well, that broke symmetry. That told you, hey, the lows are in. Look for a lower high to occur on the next sell-off. And that's what it did. The S&P formed a lower high at 2132.77 there the next morning. And then you bounced. Again, obviously that's a small bounce, but I'm showing you that the symmetry worked even on this very small time frame. Next. Chart number nine, here's all the way down to a 1-minute chart. So here you can see the sell-off that's occurring, clearly in a downtrend. So you can see on the 27th, you had a 4.5-point bounce in the morning. Sold off again, made new lows around 10:30. The next bounce was $4.60 in the 10:45. So a 10-cent break from 460 to 450 is not necessarily what I would call a symmetry break. When you look at the symmetry break, guys, you want to see at least, you know, this is where it gets a little fuzzy, where the art comes in. But, you know, you want to see a break enough. You know what I mean? So 460 to 450 to me is not enough of a higher move in price. You know, like if this would have been, say, a 480, a $5 move, then I would have said, okay, that's a symmetry break. But that's close enough. 450 to 460 is basically equal. So you can see price sold off, made another low at 11 a.m. Now you had a nice MACD divergence. Then notice the rally was $5.90. Clearly, that is much bigger than the previous two. Again, the 450 and 460, the two previous bounces, again, are basically the same. But this is clearly a break, much larger. So now you can see what happened. Price pulled back. It made a higher low. So it told you, hey, you got a low-risk long entry. You just need a trigger there, like a doji candlestick. That's actually an example I played intraday. I remember that. I bought ES futures on that pullback. Was a nice trade. Again, because I felt confident because I had a high degree of certainty that the futures would form a higher low because of that symmetry break. And you can see it occurred even on this 1-minute chart. Finally, chart number 10, here's another 1-minute chart. This shows you in an uptrend. So you can see the low at just after 10 a.m. on July 29th, a pullback of $2.10 there. So that was your pullbacks to watch. You could see the pullbacks the next day were $1.50. So no break in symmetry there. But then that next pullback later that afternoon clearly broke symmetry. See that? Actually, I need to update that. But from the 2177 to the 2173 area, obviously that's a large break in symmetry. So that told you, hey, that trend was over. Going to form a lower high, and you can see the lower high there that formed. So there you go, guys. Some really good examples of symmetry. What I am also planning to do is make a video so I can, you know, point out a little things easier on this, these images, instead of just texts. I mean, instead of just discussing and you have to find it. But hopefully this helps. And talk to you later. I look forward to doing more of these educational videos. Thank you.